My word. My word. Instant inspiration. My word. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing in Campo, California. My word is a very powerful thing. And sometimes I use it in a powerful way, and sometimes I use it in a powerful way. There's no other way I can use it except in a powerful way. Whether I'm speaking my word gently or not so gently or whatever, whatever I speak my word for happens. This morning as I was coming up to breakfast, I noticed the moisture on the windshield of my car. So I wiped it off, and it was ice, a sheet of ice. I thought, must have been cold last night. My word can do everything. My word can accomplish whatever I put it forth to do. And I put my word forth as I was walking the path. And I said, I surround all with my pure white light of love, and all is in divine order. I surround the campus. And then I started thinking about the campus here, our grounds, 104 acres. And I thought, well, that's not just 104 acres. We have this campus of 104 acres, but we have all the surrounding property here. All of the people who make up the extended campus, people who know us and people who love us and people who are thinking good thoughts about us and coming to help us at various times. And very nice, very nice. Then I think of the BLM land, the Bureau of Land Management land, belongs to the federal government. It's public land. And that surrounds us on three sides. And we oftentimes go walking off into that no man's land, public land, and enjoy the primitiveness of it, and enjoy the mountain fastness. It's a wonderful thing. That too is surrounded by my pure white light of love. And I surround all these things with my pure white light of love, and I know that all is in divine order. I know that all is harmonious, all is peaceful, all is right. And on campus here, every person who comes to the campus has a beautiful experience because it's a healing campus. And every person who walks on this campus is instantly healed. Now, many people have many different things. Some they consider an illness and some they don't. Some things they consider they want to be healed from and some things they don't. Now, what is it that one wants to be healed from? Is it bad ideas? Is it illness in your body, in your mind, in your spirit? Well, you can have an ill spirit too. You can think that you're not God. That's a sickness. You're all. You're the Creator. And when you think that you're not God, you turn yourself off from all of the goodness and all of the beauty and all of the wholeness that you are. And I am so amused so often, even by you guys. You say, but you, Herb, you're the son of the gull, you know, the son of the great gull, sort of stuff. Hey, just because I'm practicing what I preach doesn't mean you can't practice what you preach. You are practicing what you preach. And what you preach is limitation sometimes, and that's what you get. So why not preach abundance and preach wholeness and preach health and preach right action, preach truth and love and joy and everything that's good. Just speak that. And I don't mean preach. I mean live it. Talk it up. Talk it up in a beautiful way. And see how it sort of blends into your life and into your world and into all the things that you are. And you say, well, Herb, if you're such a holy person and you're so beautiful and you're so fantastic, how come you have problems now and then? I don't. You do. When you see the problem, I don't have it. You have it. And you see me having it in all of the glorious wonder that you can create, well, that you can imagine. Now, isn't that interesting? Now, how do you pronounce your hotel?
Bitte?
How do you pronounce your bone? Oh, you got a mouthful. Say it again.
Mambaruzzo.
Mambaruzzo. That teaches you to have a mouthful. Mambaruzzo. Well, now, Mambaruzzo is a den of thieves and iniquity. It's a den of hatred and anger and lust. It's a den of love. It's a den of joy. It's a den of peace and harmony. It's a den of abundance. It's a den of wherever anyone wants to go to find their higher nature. They just walk into those gates and they are uplifted beyond imagination. Now, five different people can go in there and see five different things. They can see whatever they want. They can see it as a den of iniquity. They can see people coming in there and sleeping in there, you know, and maybe people who aren't even married sleeping together and doing things like that, and how terrible this is, you know. And other people have no problem with that. Other people have no problem with that. They say, hey, whatever is natural for people, whatever is harmonious for them, hey, go for it, you know. Other people go in there and say, oh, they're so inharmonious, you know. They want money for this day. I know they want money. They don't ask for it, but I know they want it. I know. That's because you and your consciousness want it. Whereas everybody else, they just flow with whatever is right and harmonious. Everybody realizes that we don't get anything for nothing and that we give something for it in some beautiful way. And so, you see, it's all what you view. Mambarossa is a beautiful hotel in Italy, and it was run by John and Anita for 4 months as a love nest. A love nest for everybody who wanted to come there and see harmony and peace and joy and love. And everybody who walked in the gates, they said, wow, this is a glorious place. My goodness, this is a wonderful place, you know. He said, I feel so good here. The vibrations are so beautiful. Well, now, what was it that John and Anita were creating there? Were they creating a whorehouse, you know? No way. Were they creating a place of iniquity? No way. Were they creating a place of love and peace and beauty and harmony and right action? And totally. And every person who came there saw that because John and Anita had so strong in their minds what it was that they were creating there. Now, Anita was asked the question, what sort of a price are they going to ask for their rooms, you know, the new owner? And Anita says, I have no idea. That's his business, you know, however he wants to do it. I have no idea. Quite likely, the gift that were given to the place while Anita and John were running it were in excess of anything that they're going to ask of the people who come and visit. Because when you put a price on something, people say, oh, that's cheap, or oh, that's expensive. But when people put their own price on it, and they are living in the field of abundance, they give abundantly, and they give wonderfully. Now, what sort of way are you going to surround Mambaruzzo? How are you going to surround the University of Healing campus here, the Absolute Monastery campus? How are you going to surround it? Are you going to surround it with pure white light of love? Are you going to surround it with harmonious beings come here? Harmonious beings are living here, are working here, are traveling through here. Ellen was talking about the principle of our church, and that is that no one except an authorized agent of the church headquarters is allowed to do ordinations. Now, why is that? That is because no one is authorized to speak on behalf of the church unless they are authorized to speak on behalf of the church. And anyone who does an ordination must make sure that the person they're ordaining has done all of the work that is leading up to an ordination. Because you can never go to the altar and say, this is Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Because the minister has to say, I now pronounce you man and wife. If the minister doesn't pronounce him man and wife, they'll never be man and wife in the eyes of the church. If the minister, that's all the minister has to do, is just say, I now pronounce you man and wife. He doesn't have to say another word. In the name of the church, I pronounce you man and wife, you know. Because in the name of the government, they've gone down, presumably, and gotten their marriage license and signed it. As far as the government's concerned, they're married. But as far as the church is concerned, until they do it in the church, theoretically, they're not married. I don't know how many churches hold to that anymore, but I would imagine many do. Many do. If you're not married in the Catholic Church, you're not really married in their eyes. If you're not married in the Mormon Church, you're not married in their eyes, you know. And if you're not ordained in God Unlimited, you're not a God Unlimited minister because you haven't come through the training. Theoretically, when a person is getting married, the minister counsels with the person and tells him what is the pronouncements of the church, how the church says you should respond to one another. Respond to one another with perfect love, unconditional love. Ho, 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 ho. And that is a whole story in itself, too. But can you imagine if every minister taught the newlyweds, about to be newlyweds, that they should have unconditional love for one another and what it really meant? Woo! What wonderful marriages we would have. What wonderful relationships we'd have, which are no relationship. It's just togetherness. They're not related except by the law or by the book, but they are one with each other, enjoying each other's comments, enjoying each other's beingness, you know, enjoying each other's company and not possessing. That's a wonderful thing. Well, as I walk the path each morning, I surround everyone with my pure white light of love. I surround the campus with my pure white light of love and see all in divine order. I surround the staff here with my pure white light of love. And the staff grows and reduces and grows and reduces. And when it grows, I add the new ones to it. When it reduces, I then add just the ones who are on campus. I bless the others as ministers at large, monks at large, and our students at large, but they're a little different than the staff. The staff get a little extra attention. And then I surround the world with my pure white light of love, because I think the world is a wonderful place. I think the world is beautiful just the way it is. I don't think we have to have any Greenpeace. I don't think we have to have any pollution control. I don't think we have to have any of these things. I think only one thing. I think we have the responsibility to see the world beautiful, pure, wonderful. See the world, if you will, not pollution-free, but with pure air, with pure, fresh, wonderful air that you breathe any time. You walk through a fire, you're breathing pure, fresh air. You walk through a sulfur factory, you know, where they make matches and stuff, and you breathe pure, wonderful air. Wherever it is, you know, sulfur smells like rotten eggs, you know. And so wherever you are, you have this pure, wonderful air. Now, are you creating that for yourselves? If you're creating that for yourself, then you live in a pretty wonderful world. And you'll never compare your world to anyone else, me or anyone else. You just compare your world to how wonderful you have chosen to make it today. And tomorrow you might choose to make it even more wonderful. And that's a glorious thing. So that's what I do. I surround all with my pure white light of love and know that all is in divine order. My campus, the staff, the world, everyone. So join with me in doing this and watch the miracles take place in you. Because you cannot give love without love surrounding you. You cannot give peace without being the center of peace. You cannot give abundance without having the overflow of abundance manifesting in every area of your life. You cannot give healing unless you first heal yourself. That's a wonderful inspiration. for instant inspiration in them.